Public Health Ontario is reporting 848 new COVID-19 cases over the past 2 days. Because of Thanksgiving Monday, the province's daily COVID update was not released yesterday. On Monday, there were 458 new COVID-19 cases, 551 recoveries and 2 deaths that occurred over the last month reported. Today's update includes 390 new cases, 512 recoveries and no deaths. The October 12 update provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: 4,369 active, lab-confirmed cases, down from 4,491 yesterday. 155 people are hospitalized with COVID-19, down 10 from yesterday. There are 121 COVID-positive patients in the ICU plus another 28 patients no longer testing positive for COVID-19. There are 84 COVID-positive patients on ventilators and another 20 patients on ventilators no longer testing positive for COVID. 10,738,052 Ontarians, about 72% of the total population, have been fully vaccinated, and another 613,351, 4% of Ontario's population, have a single dose of COVID vaccine. 87% of eligible Ontarians have at least one dose of vaccine. Included in today's report are 260 people who are not fully vaccinated or have an unknown vaccination status. ND130 fully vaccinated cases. There are 68 unvaccinated, 7 partially vaccinated and 14 fully vaccinated COVID-19 patients in intensive care units. There are 94 unvaccinated, 12 partially vaccinated and 39 fully vaccinated cases hospitalized but not in the ICU. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 592,714 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic and reported 578,553 recoveries and 9,792 deaths. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here. Northern Ontario. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data is: Algoma Public Health, 478 cases, weekly rate of 4.2 cases per 100,000 people. There are 10 known active cases, and one active case in a non-Algoma resident who is temporarily in the region. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 84% have both doses. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit, 786 cases, weekly rate of 22.4 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 785 cases. There are 30 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 85% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 80% have both doses. Porcupine Health Unit, 2,209 cases, weekly rate of 0 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 2,211 cases. There is one known active case. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 80% have both doses. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, 2,489 cases, weekly rate of 30.2 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 2,493 cases. There are 60 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. Timiskaming Health Unit, 233 cases, weekly rate of 32.5 cases per 100,000 people. The health unit has reported 234 cases. There are 12 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 80% have both doses. Northwestern Health Unit, 1,185 cases, weekly rate of 9.9 cases per 100,000 people. There are 5 known active cases. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 81% have both doses. Thunder Bay District Health Unit, 3,396 cases, weekly rate of 0 cases per 100,000 people. There is one known active case. Of the eligible population 12 years and older, 92% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 86% have both doses. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.